That's right. And a list of those towns are available for 10 cents in coin from the Merkle Press.
Oh, great, great.
We brought you. That's true. That's about the best answer you could give. I beg your pardon?
You actually broadcast in Beaumont?
Yeah, and I know we have listeners in Beaumont.
From Port Arthur, which is about 15 miles down the road.
Yeah.
Why Beaumont? Why not Port Arthur?
Because they took it.
No, you see, Port Arthur has a problem that it used to be a highway to Houston from Beaumont, Port Arthur.
It's going to be a long story, or because I really got a few things that I want to do here.
It was the Beaumont, it was actually the Port Arthur Short Line. They talked about a nice highway, but it became the Beaumont Highway.
Yeah.
The airport became the Beaumont Airport, not the Port Arthur.
I know, and I'm sick of it. Everything's Beaumont this, Beaumont that.
Start with Port Arthur.
We're not heard in Port Arthur.
Well, it's only 15 miles down the road.
Yeah. Is there Huntsville, Texas down there too?
Yeah.
Is that where the penitentiary is?
Right, the rodeo.
The rodeo. You have a lot of fun to talk to, really. Do you have trouble communicating with this man?
All the time.
Yeah, is it because you say one thing and he answers a different question? Is that?
He doesn't listen.
He doesn't listen. He's not a listener. He should listen once in a while. He just do some exercises where he just listens.
I've tried.
He doesn't listen, right?
No.
Okay. So you didn't hear any of that conversation. And you are?
Bob Lowenstein.
From?
Williams Bay, Wisconsin now.
Williams Bay. But how'd you end up down there?
Port Arthur. Job. Went to work there.
Yeah. What are you doing down there?
An astronomer at Yerkes Observatory.
Is Yerkes down there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yerkes is in California. I'm thinking of Mount Palomino or one of those.
Right, one of those.
And things looking up, are they? I know, you get that all.
Yeah, I won't admit it.
Okay, and you are?
Suzanne Booker.
Suzanne, are you married to this guy?
No.
Really? Are you working on that?
I'm not listening.
Which one of you is stalling is what I want to know.
Suzanne.
He is?
Yeah, he's stalling.
Okay. By the end of the show, I want a commitment from you. So does she. Okay, you're not leaving here until we get a commitment. Okay, Michael, do you have a real job? Boy, I'm getting tired of that question. It's like, what do you do the rest of the week? I play golf with priests and reverends. We ministers, we got a club, we go out and we shoot 9 a day and sit around and schmooze. They're a very nice bunch of guys. And let's see, when we talked to this group here, have you committed yet to this woman next to you?
What?
We're waiting for your commitment. You've got, you thought I'd forget, right? But you have 28 minutes actually to come through. And
I wasn't listening.
Yeah. If you don't, someone else here will, you know. I mean, there's lots of guys. I don't know if you've checked out the front row here, gentlemen. A little pressure on this gentleman here.
Good. Yeah. Somebody should.
Yeah. How many years has it been?
10.
10 years? So he knew you since you were 6?
Thank you!
Wow. Long term. Okay, we'll see if they come through by the end of the show here. Oh, yeah. We should play the quiz, shouldn't we?
We should.
What the heck? Now, can I see the hands of those of you?